It's Monday, August 29th, 2022. I'm Jason Mudil, and this is The Hidden Node, Dog Days of Podcasting Edition. Today we're visiting our last NPC, the Promised Demon, an NPC designed for fantasy campaigns. They had made monarchs weep, crushed armies, redirected the history of mortal kind on three separate occasions, and now, at last, they were unbound. The circle broken and the summoning lock in etheric tatters. They were free to follow their whims, their desires, their dreams. They looked to this vast world of life ever flowing and made a choice. They would no longer be the ender of things. They would become the genesis. No longer a flare of souls, Promised Demon meanders through the world, seeking to add to it. Artistic inspiration has infused her mind, and the crafts and designs she leaves in her wake are otherworldly, sometimes terrifying, and often invigorating for the soul in a way that makes one's skin shiver. A dreamer whose mind was birthed in the necropolis palaces beyond mortal reasoning. A mad muse bringing beautiful chaos. Parties will find her aid at a price, but not the usual ones associated with Call of Diablos. This one seeks the essence of existence and will ask for fundamental truths in the form of payment. What that means is a curious guess, but a dangerous one that sits at the precipice of honoring and angering this dark planar designer. On the subject of manipulation, do not try to manipulate demons. It does not bode well. The party has been warned. In fantasy, they are an ancient force, enjoying newfound freedom. A diabolic crafter leaving behind unspeakable and terrifyingly beautiful art. In the age of legends, they are a muse free to serve herself, a writer of stanzas that make hearts weep for generations. In sci-fi, they are the awoken android loaded with every poet, musician, artist, and sculptor downloaded, reinvented, and perfected in platinum-laced fingertips. Unnervingly ideal in creation. A dream of the impossible, a terror of creativity. Flee before her designs, let them not take nest in the brain like barbed ideas and psychopathic memes. Feed not this hunger to bring forth a new reality. And thus, our last NPC is presented. Not actually 30, but you know, we had days off. So, I'm going to keep this little outro brief. Tomorrow, we are going to do a retrospect. I have thoughts on how the series went and what I think I would have done differently, knowing what I know now in terms of my schedule and what I would want out of the series at this point. And then the day after, our final episode, we'll have a bit of a future cast, kind of looking to see what's to come and what my creative goals might be after, well, successfully completing the Dog Days for the first time in years. I'm not even sure I finished this any year except the first year. I'm pretty sure I finished the first year, maybe the second. It's been a while since I've actually done a full run with zero interruptions, so I'm very happy about that, and I will mention that again later, but for now, that's this episode done. The audio portion of this episode is shared on a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Sounds and music are provided by Sirenscape's Witchwood sound set. Please see the website for intro song and sound usage. The text for this episode is shared on a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. Have a good time with the character. Let me know if you use them or any other character in this long series. Until tomorrow. Bye-bye.